Did you get any new clothes for Christmas? I'm not talking about one of those ugly Christmas sweaters or that new pack of underwear. I'm talking about clothes that you really wanted. The kind of clothes that you put on and you feel like a million bucks. Did you get anything like that? I bet a lot of you did. And maybe you even rushed to your closet and hauled out all those old clothes and got rid of them, all those 2020 clothes, and replaced them with your new clothes for 2021. Of course, to be honest, a lot of us want to throw out just about everything associated with 2020. It's been such a terrible year, and we're so done with it. We are so done with 2020. So when we are able to flip that calendar over to 2021 and start a new year, we're practically dancing for joy. And if you know me, it takes a lot for me to dance. But it's 2021, it's a new year. It's time for a new person. And wearing those new clothes can be a sign that it's time for a new year, a new you, a better year. In an essay in the Minneapolis Star and Tribune paper, Brenda Child writes about 100 years ago when her Ojibwe ancestors faced the terrible pandemic that was going on at that time. And then, as now, there were certain populations that were hit especially hard. And the Ojibwe on Bear Island in Leech Lake were one of those that were hit bad. In fact, by the time the pandemic was over, there were only 14 people left alive. And it was sometime during that time, as the pandemic was winding down and as the new life was taking place, that the women there created new clothes, a new kind of clothes and a new kind of dance. They created the jingle dress and the jingle dress dance. They used the lids off of tobacco cans and soda cans, and they fashioned cone-shaped bells, and they arranged them in rows on their dresses. And as one would dance, those bells, those things would make noise. They would jingle. And soon there were people all over that were making these jingle bell dresses throughout the Native American community. We don't even know exactly where it first started, but we know it was about this time, and it seemed to spring up around those Ojibwe communities in Minnesota, Wisconsin, up into Canada. And while wearing these dresses, the women would dance. And it was a dance for healing. It was a dance for hope. And the story is told of people, like a young girl who was too weak to really even be up by herself, being helped up into the jingle dress dance. And as she danced, she got stronger and stronger, and finally, by the end, she's dancing unassisted in joy and in health. It spread beyond the Ojibwe community, and the jingle dress and the jingle dress dance became a part of the broader Native American culture. In fact, it's often worn and danced today at gatherings of the Native American community. Even becomes a competition. It's a great celebration. Born out of the struggles of that pandemic and the horrors and the awfulness of that time, they created something beautiful: the jingle dress and the jingle dance. And a new kind of clothes was created for a fresh start. A fresh start. Will we take the difficulties that we came through in 2020 And will we use them to create something beautiful for 2021? Because it doesn't happen by accident. Just because you flip over the calendar to a new page and the year has a new number doesn't mean that things automatically get better. Sometimes we come out of the other side of trouble and we're wearing new clothes and we have a new life and all is good. With a spring in our step and a jingle in our dance, we go forward into the new year. But other times we slip right back in to our old ways, into our old clothes, so to speak. Or in the case of Noah, into no clothes at all. You're probably familiar with the story of Noah. At least you know about the animals coming two by two to the ark, and it rains for 40 days and 40 nights, and eventually it stops, and after being adrift for many, many months, eventually the waters recede, and they come out, and life starts anew. It's a fresh start for the world. We find it in Genesis chapter 8. Let me just share a little bit of that. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. He sent a wind over the earth and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed and the rain stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of 150 days, the water had gone down. And on the 17th day of the seventh month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. The waters continued to recede until the 10th month, and on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. After 40 days, Noah opened a window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the waters had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could find nowhere to perch because there was water over all the surface of the earth. So it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. And he waited 7 more days, and again he sent the dove out from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly picked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number on it." Noah has come through a worse year than 2020. And he stands at the cusp of a brand new start, a fresh start. A brand new world awaits him. And Noah, he then does something beautiful. He makes an offering to God. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and the clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, will never cease." Here we are, having come through a disaster of a year. And like Noah, we are so grateful. We are so grateful that God has brought us through. And even now, our reaction is to worship. Here on the first Sunday in January, we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us through. Thank you for giving us this fresh start here in 2021. And it's a beautiful thing that you're doing. It's a beautiful thing to worship the Lord now. And like Noah, God responds to us with beauty and promises. Do you remember how God responded in the 9th chapter of Genesis? God shines the rainbow, and he makes a covenant with all creation. And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I've set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rain appears in the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life." Now, how's that for a story to start off the new year? Noah gets a fresh start, and he worships God. And we think we know what should come next, don't we? What should follow this fresh start? Because when you get a fresh start and you worship God, well, then everything should be rainbows and sunshine. You're a new you. You feel like $1 million. But does it last? Not for Noah. Because the very next story in chapter 9 of Genesis has Noah planting a vineyard, making wine, getting drunk, falling down naked, having his younger son discover him, passed out naked, then finding out what's happened, cursing his son, setting his older brothers against him, and destroying family relationships for generations. And all of this from the man who was so upstanding that God saved him and his family out of all the families. Sometimes you get a fresh start, but it doesn't last. Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard. When he drank some of the wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father naked and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulders. Then they walked in backward and covered their father's naked body. Their faces were turned the other way so they would not see their father naked. When Noah woke from his wine and found out what his younger son had done to him, he said, "Cursed be Canaan. The lowest of slaves will he be to his brothers." A fresh start doesn't guarantee that things will be better. But we can choose to make something beautiful out of what we've come through if we covenant with God to live for him in 2021. Putting our lives in Jesus' hand is what makes things better. Not just turning over the calendar to a new number, but choosing to clothe ourselves in his righteousness will make for a beautiful 2021. Consider the story of the demon-possessed man from Gerasene that is told in Luke chapter 8. Compare his response to Noah. They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but he had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and the demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." And so the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. This is another story about a naked guy. He's come through something even worse than Noah. He's been possessed by a legion of demons. And he lives alone and naked among the tombs. But Jesus heals him and sends him home. He says, "Go back home and tell everyone how much God has done for you." And he goes back into the towns and he tells everyone what Jesus had done for him. The man had lived in turmoil. He'd come through a terrible struggle. But he met Jesus. And Jesus healed him. And every one of his neighbors knew, because he put on new clothes. The new clothes were a sign of what Jesus had done in his life. And he may not have had jingles on his clothes, but they were beautiful because the old demons were gone and he was living for Christ in those new clothes. So here we are in 2021 with a fresh start. The struggles of 2020 are starting to fade, and yet will something beautiful come out of our struggles? It doesn't happen automatically just because it's a new year. It happens when we live for Jesus. Noah's given a fresh start, but very soon he lived as though the rainbow and the flood, all of that was an afterthought. But the man from Gerasenes was given a fresh start, and he chose to live for Jesus. He chose to put on new clothes and enter a new life of faith in Christ. So what about us? What will we do? Will we put on new clothes? Will we put on Christ for 2021? As the Ojibwe on Bear Island came through the pandemic, they put on new clothes for healing and for joy. They put on the jingle dress. So what are you going to put on? What's going to be your jingle dress? What new clothes are you going to wear that tell the world what Christ has done for you? What new dance will you dance because you dance with Jesus? Don't expect a different number on the calendar to make it all better. Expect Jesus to make it better. So here's your chance for a fresh start. Here's a chance to recommit your life to Christ for this coming year. And if you've never made a commitment to Christ, well, then here's your chance to do it for the first time. Way back when the First Methodists began, they had a tradition of gathering around the first of the year to rededicate their life to Christ, to thank God for what God had brought them through in the past, and to look forward to life with God in the year to come. And Christians from around the world still use the prayer that they used way back then. It's called the Covenant Prayer, or Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. And it's a prayer for a fresh start, but it's not a wimpy prayer. It isn't a prayer that assumes that everything will be wonderful, that it'll all be rainbows and sunshine just because it's a new year. No, it's a prayer that says, come what may, I'm going to live for Jesus. This year, I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm going to wear Jesus. I'm going to wear his righteousness. And because of Jesus, I'm going to feel like a million bucks. So would you pray with me this prayer? It uses some old language because it was written hundreds of years ago. But even now, even today, in this brand new year, by this prayer, we can re-covenant with Christ, put our hands in the Lord, and truly know that 2021 will be a great year because we're living it with Jesus. So let us pray. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt, rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee or brought low for thee. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. In the classic hymn, My Hope is Built, there's a verse that says, when Christ shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, clothed with his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. May it be so. May we be clothed in his righteousness and stand faultless because of him.